the 16-metre ESO Very Large Telescope. Set to become the world's largest optical telescope when it enters into operation around the year 2000, it's the flagship project of European astronomy. It's being built by the European Southern Observatory, ESO, an intergovernmental scientific organization supported by 8 European countries. The Very Large Telescope, or VLT, is not just one single telescope, but an array of four, each of which has a main mirror 8.2 meters in diameter. When they work together, the four telescopes will have the same light-collecting surface as a 16-meter telescope, and the VLT will have the ability to produce extremely sharp images of stars and galaxies. When it becomes fully operational, this incredible telescope will be able to see individual objects no more than 2 meters across on the surface of the Moon. The VLT will be built on Cerro Paranal, a remote mountaintop in the arid South American Atacama Desert. Detailed studies have confirmed that the site is one of the best, possibly the very best in the world, for an astronomical observatory. The VLT incorporates many new technologies, which will make it possible to observe in unprecedented detail extremely faint and distant galaxies and many other celestial bodies. Europe's astronomers are eagerly looking forward to probing the universe with their new super telescope. But they must wait a little. At this moment, engineers and other specialists at ESO and in European industry are still busy constructing the VLT. The heart of a telescope is the main mirror. Each of the giant VLT mirrors consists of one enormous block of special glass with a diameter of 8.2 meters. They are the largest mirrors ever produced. The Schott Glassworks in Mainz, Germany, is one of the few factories in the world capable of producing large glass mirrors. But even for the experts at Schott, the manufacture of 8-meter glass blanks was a great challenge. Early morning. Inside the Schott factory, the atmosphere is intense. The first 8-meter mirror is about to be cast. The mold is brought into position for the pouring. The platinum feeder nose at the bottom of the tank is heated. Suddenly, the molten glass appears. The temperature is about 1400 degrees centigrade. The giant melting tank holds 70 metric tons of glass. The pouring process must be very carefully controlled. Thermal sensors measure the temperature distribution during this critical operation. The glass workers wear protective clothing against the blazing heat. These latter-day gladiators are highly skilled experts and part of a dedicated team. Their skill is needed. Making the world's largest mirror blanks is not an everyday event. The slightest mistake could result in total failure. 4 hours later, the pouring is finished. The mold now holds 45 metric tons of glass, and the glass flow is cut off. The casting mold is moved to a rotating platform. It's still covered by an overhead heating system to prevent an inhomogeneous cooling of the surface. The giant mold starts spinning. It already has a curved bottom, and with the centrifugal forces created by the spin, the glass gradually assumes the rough meniscus shape required for the mirror blank. The temperature has now decreased to about 1200 degrees centigrade. The heating cover is removed, and for a moment the entire surface is seen. The intense energy radiated by the glass mass amounts to more than 20 megawatt. The factory hall is flooded by an intense heat wave, which only ceases as the cooling lid is brought into position above the glass. The entire operation is witnessed by invited journalists. While the spinning continues, the molten glass cools down slowly, so that the glass mass retains its curved surface when it stiffens. In this form, the spin casting technique has been developed by Schott's especially for the purpose of making telescope mirrors of such dimensions. The mold is transferred to the annealing furnace. it takes another 3 months before the enormous glass blank has cooled down to room temperature. After the cooling and shrinking in the annealing furnace, the solid mirror blank is now ready for the next step, the rough machining of its surface. At this stage, the blank is extremely fragile. It requires special tools to handle a rough piece of glass of this size. To ensure that the handling equipment does not deform the blank, it's attached in a flexible, adaptable way to the mirror blank. First, the mirror must be turned, a most delicate and dangerous operation requiring a great deal of preparatory work. The turning operation is getting underway. It takes 1.5 hours to complete. Schott project leaders, Drs. Müller and Hoeneß, are on the spot to check that all is right. The mirror is moved to the grinding machine. It's lifted by a hoisting device with 18 vacuum cups. During the machining process, excess glass is removed with the help of diamond grinding wheels. When finished, the 8.2-meter mirror blank is only 17 centimeters thick and weighs about 22 metric tons. It's centered on the grinding table and carefully lowered. When the mirror has finally attained the desired form, it again disappears into a furnace to undergo the ceramization cycle. This process lasts for 8 months, during which the glass is transformed into a ceramic material known as cerodur. For telescope makers, the most important properties of cerodur are its zero thermal expansion coefficient and its extremely high homogeneity. When the mirror is mounted in the telescope, it will keep its exact shape and neither expand nor contract when the temperature changes. This is vital to ensure that the telescope always retains the best possible optical quality. Now, the central hole is drilled in the mirror. This process takes 11 days. The concentricity of the central hole with respect to the mirror's outer edge is in the order of 10 microns. Precise quality control is required throughout the entire manufacturing process. Here, the blank is checked for possible internal stress. It's verified that ESO's very stringent demands specified in the contract for the mirrors are fully met. 1.5 years after the exciting moment of the pouring, the first mirror blank is ready for delivery. During the previous days, the blank has been carefully checked by the ESO experts. The world's largest mirror blank passes the critical acceptance test with flying colors. Slowly, the blank is lowered onto the support system of the container, which has been especially designed to ensure safe transportation of the fragile mirror. Only a few minutes before the official delivery, but the technicians are still fully concentrated on their difficult work. They must place the mirror on the support with great precision, otherwise the safety of the blank during the transport can't be ensured and the mirror might break. The removal of the handling tools marks the exact moment of delivery. ESO now possesses the world's first 8-meter mirror blank. A happy moment for all those who have contributed to this great technological feat, and also for ESO Director General Riccardo Giacconi. With this difficult task successfully accomplished, the VLT project can now continue according to schedule. The next stage is the polishing of the mirror. For this, it must leave its birthplace at the Schott Glassworks and embark on a voyage to Paris. The giant mirror is prepared for transport. Project engineer Philip Dieriks from ESO follows the operation, conducted by technicians from REOSC, the French optical company which will carry out the polishing. The lateral support system is placed in the central hole so that the mirror is secure during transport. An accelerometer is fixed to the container. It accurately measures the forces which act on the mirror. These data are important to ESO in order to verify the correct design of the mirror container and to make sure that it will sustain the stress expected during the later sea transport across the Atlantic Ocean to Chile. The first leg of the long voyage has begun. With a speed of no more than 5 kilometers an hour, the special transporter takes the mirror the first few kilometers to the river port of Mainz. Here, the container is loaded onto the vessel Eldor, where it will be placed in the hold. Again, the loading operation requires extreme care. By 2 o'clock in the morning, the vessel is ready for departure. Captain Reiter consults his charts and checks the latest weather forecasts. For the safety of the mirror, calm sea is a must, but even during the summer months, there's no guarantee. The ship will carry its precious cargo down the Rhine, into the Channel, up the River Seine through Paris to the port of Évry, just south of the French capital and close to Saint-Pierre-du-Perret, the final destination. 4 days later, in the middle of the night, the ship passes Paris. Navigating at night through the shallow waters and under the low and narrow bridges round the Île de la Cité requires the utmost concentration on the part of the two pilots. On the following morning, the ship approaches its destination, the port of Évry. Slowly it berths, and unloading may begin. At midnight, the road transport to the Reosque factory at Saint-Pierre-du-Perret is ready to depart. As in Germany, the highway must be closed. The police is present to provide an escort and to make sure that the heavy Parisian night traffic does not disturb the delicate transport. The last 2 kilometers are on smaller roads. This is a real test for the truck driver. The road is barely wide enough, and now and then a branch or two are cut, or a traffic sign has to be moved to make way for the large container. At 2:30 in the morning, the Blank reaches its destination, the Reosque plant. For the next 2 years, it will stay here to be polished and checked to achieve the ultimate optical perfection, a most delicate process where the opticians must polish the mirror to a precision of a few hundred thousandths of a millimeter. Only then will it embark on its long voyage across the ocean to the distant VLT site in the lonely South American Atacama Desert. Once in operation, the VLT will open a completely new era for European astronomy, giving scientists access to the most powerful astronomical telescope that mankind has ever built.